Good morning. Sorry, we were up here discussing how I had 30 seconds and not to start yet, and then they didn't have the mic on. So, good morning and welcome. Thank you all for coming in and being so energetic this morning. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we truly thank you for the privilege it is to come to you in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for being able to gather in the freedoms we have in this country to worship you and to praise you. And Lord, we pray this morning, giving you praise and giving you glory and thanking you, Lord, for another day, that you are our provision, our God, our Savior, and our King, that you paid the price to bring us into relationship with you, Lord. We thank you for those things. And we do ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. In front of you in the chairs are the prayer request forms, prayer cards, however you want to put it. They're in the Bibles also up front. If you want to fill those out, you can put praises and or prayer requests on those. Pass them to the center when we get our volunteers up there to do it. And then we'll take those and place them up on the kneelers here to be prayed over. And then we encourage you to come up and get one to take home and pray over those throughout the week. If you can't get down to kneel at the altar, do remember you can sit in the front row of chairs, or you can ask one of the kids or somebody to go get me one of those. So keep that in mind as well. Praise team?
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. One other thing. I almost forgot. This is important. To mess everybody up that likes Star Wars and Star Trek. Okay? Got this? May the 4th be with you. Can you hear the abuse? Don't ask them to speak up. I want to read to you from God's Word before I introduce our speaker. From Psalm 139. For you created my innermost parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you because I am awesomely and wonderfully made. That's Victoria's kid, I was told earlier, not Brock somehow. I don't know. Only when he's good is he Brock. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. For my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully formed in the depths of the earth. We are the image bearers of God. We are all created in God's image. And life begins at conception. Hannah Miracle is here today too, and you can get up here, and she's going to talk to us about life and the Women's Center in Jackson. Did I get that right?
Center for Women.
Center for Women. I got almost right.
Here, so, yes. Much Hannah. Closer than some people. Well, I just thank you guys for letting me be here today. Not a professional speaker, not used to getting an entire service to talk to you, but I just want to share from my heart about Center for Women, about how we can partner with you guys, and just a little bit about what we've done. 15 years ago, I was the receptionist at a dentist office. Now, this wasn't your typical dentist office that did cleanings, fillings, that kind of a thing, but it was an office that made and repaired dentures. And one day, after yet another 50-year-old set of dentures had been pulled out and placed on the counter that was eye level with me, I had a conversation with God and was like, God, there has got to be more to advancing your kingdom than this. He had clearly led me there, but I knew that, like, I wanted to do something beyond church, beyond work, that could reach my community. That search led me to Center for Women, where I could volunteer. And at the time, as I was looking for, like, where can I get involved in my community, I knew that pregnancy centers existed, but I had no idea that there was one 10 blocks from my house. And I thought it'd be cool to volunteer at one, but it took some searching to go, okay, There's one close by. I can volunteer. As I talk with people in our community today, I realize that many of them are in exactly the same position that I was 15 years ago. No clue that there's a pregnancy center in their area. So today, I want to share with you a little bit about our history, and make sure that each of you leave here understanding what pregnancy centers do, who we help, why we're important, how we can partner together to help our community, you guys and us. So a little bit about our history. Center for Women is a Christ-centered, pro-life pregnancy resource center. Our goal is to be the first step for women facing unexpected pregnancies. We empower them to make life-affirming decisions by addressing their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Center for Women opened in 1988 with a desire to provide women in the community with an alternative to abortion, to come alongside women who were facing unexpected pregnancies, and to help those who had experienced an abortion to find support and healing. Galatians 6:2 tells us to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hebrews 12:12 quotes the prophet Isaiah and instructs us to strengthen the weak hands and the feeble knees and encourage those who are anxious. And that is exactly what we try to do at Center for Women, as well as other pregnancy centers. A few years ago, we had a woman come to us with her 21-year-old son and introduce him to us because she had faced an unexpected pregnancy. She had come to Center for Women, received support and resources, and ultimately ended up choosing life for her son. She told us he was now a college graduate and was an excellent big brother to the younger siblings that she had after he was born. We had another woman come in and share the story of how she had received help from Center for Women when facing an unexpected pregnancy. The staff and volunteers at the center provided the support that she needed, built a relationship with her, and when she and the father of the baby decided to get married, one of the volunteers even made her wedding dress for her. The narrative that pro-life, or pro-choice, I'm sorry, advocates like to tell is that pregnancy centers only care about the life of the baby. They ditch the mom once she decides to keep the baby and not abort. But I'm here to tell you that I have met tons of pro-life people and people in pregnancy centers like Center for Women, and all of them care greatly about both mom and baby and supporting them in as many ways as we can. So what do we do? Well, there are over 3,000 pregnancy centers nationwide, and there's about 100 in Michigan alone. Pregnancy centers for, like Center for Women, outnumber, last I knew, we outnumber abortion clinics 3-1. And that's across the United States. Each center offers different services, but each one kind of operates differently. So similar services, but different stuff. But at Center for Women, we offer pregnancy testing, and we talk with women about all of their options. Around 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, and women facing unexpected pregnancies are often thrown into a state of crisis when they try to figure out what they should do. We help them navigate difficult situations and determine what steps, just what are the next steps that they need to take. We use a specific process with these women, making sure that each patient receives the information that she needs to make an informed decision, as well as receive the highest quality of care. Throughout this process, our desire is to help each woman feel seen, cared for, heard, and loved. We gather information about her situation. We find out what options she's considering. And we help her understand all of her options. We empower her to make a decision that is best for her, but we believe that the best decision is always a life-affirming decision. We share this information in a very neutral way, but we make sure that she understands the potential risks and complications associated with abortion, specifically that of the abortion pill. Recent studies show that anywhere between 60 and 80% of abortions now are taking place using the abortion pill. They're not surgical abortions. They're taking place in homes, not in doctor's offices. A study that was just released this week, however, showed that 10.93, almost 11% of women who take the abortion pill experience complications like sepsis, infection, hemorrhaging, or other serious adverse events within 45 days of that chemical abortion. But the FDA has said that only like less than a half percent of women experience these complications. But this recent study says, nope, it's almost 11%. This is the kind of information that these women are not given in other places or when she orders the pill online. Because let me tell you, it's very easily accessible online. I heard this week that it's coming to these women with instructions that are in foreign languages, so they can't even read the proper instructions. There are some that come telling them that they can take the abortion pill far longer than it's been approved in the United States, and with instructions saying, if you have complications and go to the ER, don't tell them you took the abortion pill. Tell them you're having a miscarriage. There's lots of misinformation out there, and we try to help encourage these women to choose life, but just to understand the seriousness of the choice that they're making. Again, our goal is to make sure that she has the information she needs to make a fully informed decision. We treat each woman holistically, which means we address her physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. We address the physical needs by providing the pregnancy test and ultrasound. We address emotional needs by caring for her well-being and helping her identify the support systems that she has in place. So we'll ask her, who will support you if you choose abortion, but who will support you if you choose parenting or if you choose to make an adoption plan, so that she begins to understand, oh, I do have other support systems in place. I don't have to choose abortion. But then we also address her spiritual needs. And with her permission, we spend 5 to 7 minutes sharing the gospel with her. Now, it may seem a little bit odd to present the gospel in a medical appointment, but we have seen this be a very, very powerful point in our process. I think of one particular patient who came to us, and it was at the end of a long day. We had done some staff training all day, opened up just for a few hours in the evening to be able to see some clients, and Maria was the staff member that was going to work with this client that ended up coming in. Maria was tired. Maria could also see the amount of stress that this client was facing. There was kind of some conflict even in the waiting room between the girl and her boyfriend. And Maria was just like, really did not want to present the gospel that night. So she prayed about it. And she was like, Lord, this poor woman already has enough on her plate without me throwing her eternal security at her. If I shouldn't share with her, just have her say no when I ask her about it. Well, much to Maria's surprise, when asked if she could have a conversation about the gospel, the young lady was like, sure. Don't ever ask God, God, do you want me to share the gospel with someone? The answer is always going to be yes. Maria felt like she bumbled her way through the gospel presentation that evening, and she wasn't sure that she made any sense. And when she was done, the gal was kind of quiet for just a minute, and then she goes, you know what's funny? Maria was like, no, I don't want to know what's funny because it was probably something I said. But the gal went on to say, on the way here, I prayed that if I was supposed to keep this baby, that God would give me a sign. She said, I think you're my sign. It's one of those things, like this was something that we struggled with as we put this process into place. Like, should this be something that we make part of everything? But it's the part where we see hearts softened. These girls see that we care about them as a whole person, not just caring about the life of the baby. And this is just the story of one of many patients who have come to us for support. For each patient, just like this woman, if the test appears positive, we then offer an ultrasound, which allows women and their partners to see their little ones, to hear a tiny heartbeat, and we turn it up really loud. We only play it for a few seconds because that's what's safe, but they hear it. They hear that heartbeat. And they can see that there is a life growing inside them. This experience is very powerful and often the turning point in their decision-making process. I remember one couple several years ago who came in. They were considering abortion. I think it was their plan. And as we walked them back to the ultrasound room, the boyfriend asked, well, are we too far along to abort? And we said, well, what do you think is too far along? And he goes, oh, I don't know, probably when there's a heartbeat. We kind of giggled. We were like, okay, great. Because what he didn't know is that the baby's heart starts beating at 5 weeks and 6 days after it's conceived. The ultrasound that day revealed a very active 9-week baby with arms and legs moving all around his mama's tummy. And thankfully, that couple chose life because they could see this is a life. This isn't just a blob of tissue. This isn't just a pregnancy. It's a life. For those who choose to carry the pregnancy, we offer our Parenting Forward, which is an educational program for both moms and dads. They can come together, but they don't have to. We've had single dads call us up and say, hey, do you have anything for me? Or do I have to, you know, be with the mom of my child? So this program comes along with material assistance. At Center for Women, we allow parents to join the program from the time mom is pregnant until the time the child turns 4. And at that point, they can get some assistance from schools and things like that. As parents participate in these classes, they earn credits to spend in our store where they can purchase diapers, wipes, formula, baby food, infant clothing, toys, blankets, books, you name it, just basic necessities. We even offer brand new pack and plays or car seats, infant car seats, if that's something that they need as well. These classes are tailored to where they are in their pregnancy or parenting journey, and they cover topics like prenatal care, labor and delivery, breastfeeding, infant care, first aid, practical topics like potty training and child discipline. The lessons also cover practical life skills like finances and credit cards and how to do a job interview and things like that, so that we can help these people no matter what situation they're facing. We also offer a simple Bible study devotional as a way for clients to earn credit. And some of these people who accept it just so they can get the extra credit are hearing about Jesus Christ for the first time as something other than a swear word, because that's all they've ever heard it used for. Our goal is to come alongside families in our community and help these women and men become the parents that their child deserves. Through these parenting programs, relationships are established between the clients and our volunteers, and we have seen whole families turn around. We have seen these relationships established, and then they'd say, hey, come to church with me. Lives are saved, hearts are changed, and we're able to minister to these families in our community. We also just started a parenting group because we were hearing parents say, I don't know any other parents. And so we started a place where parents can come and connect together with other parents in their area. When a woman or a family needs services that we don't provide, we're able to put them in touch with other local organizations who can help better meet those needs. One of our goals is to have a list of churches like this one that we can say, hey, here's a church in your area that will come around you and support you and love on you and provide ongoing support in a greater aspect than we can. So who do we help? Center for Women exists, like I said, to reach women who are facing unexpected pregnancies. Women who are either seeking abortion, considering abortion, just don't know what they're going to do. And yes, we absolutely help those who are excited to be pregnant. We've had people come excited, they join the parenting program, and we're able to walk alongside them in support. But the goal of every pregnancy center is to reduce the number of abortions in their area. And we're no different. So to help you paint a picture of the kind of women we serve, let me share a couple of stories with you. First of all, I grew up in a loving Christian home. I always believed abortion was wrong. But I didn't understand how or why a woman could consider abortion until I sat across from them. I sat across from a young woman who, with tears streaming down her cheeks, she was the mother of a young child. She was a single mom of a young child. Could not afford another child. But she was now pregnant with her second child. The father of this baby was a married man who was not going to leave his wife. He wasn't willing to support this new child that he had fathered. But instead, he was going to pay for the abortion. This woman was raised in the foster care system, and so when I asked her if she would consider adoption, she said, no, I would never give my child away. I know what it's like to be raised in the foster care system. And I didn't know enough about adoption at the time to tell her it's completely different. This woman did not want an abortion. It was very, very clear. But she felt trapped by her circumstances into believing that this was the only option that she could choose. Folks, you cannot sit across from women like this and not have a much better understanding and compassion for what they are going through. These are not monsters or heartless women. These are women and their partners who are terrified because they're in a circumstance that they did not expect and they don't know how to handle. We've heard just about every other imaginable scenario that you can think of. I always think of the woman who had no idea who the father of her child was because her husband had pimped her out to pay for his drug habit. I also think of another woman who told us that her boyfriend had gotten her and another woman pregnant at the same time. And while he said, I'll stay with you, he still wanted both women to have abortions. I've heard stories of women who came to us who became sexually active at ages 11, 12, and 13 by their choice because they had been sexually abused or raped as children. To every woman who comes to us, we can speak truth into her life and let her know just how valuable she is, because often nobody has spoken that truth into their life. While we don't agree with the choice to abort, we recognize the stress that each woman is under, and we do not judge her for being in a place where she is considering abortion. We offer each of these women all the resources we have available, then try to get her, like I said, connected with other organizations for the services that we don't provide. And we also try to connect them with local churches so that they can be surrounded with love through the body of Christ. We also care very deeply about the women who have had abortions and the men who have been part of those stories. We offer support after abortion because studies show that 1 in 4 women and 1 in 5 men through the abortion of experience through their partner's abortion will experience abortion by the time they're 45. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 5 men will have experienced that by the time they're 45. Studies show that 63% of women and 83% of men want after-abortion services, but only 18% know where to find that support. We have a group starting in May. So if you or someone you know has had an abortion and feels like they could use some support like that, please come and see me afterwards, and I can give you information on that group. It's a 6-week group. Starting right now for women, and we're hoping to expand that for men as well. We also offer the support after abortion services in a one-on-one setting because we know that some people aren't ready for a group setting. Why are pregnancy centers important? Put very simply, without pregnancy centers, women would have no place to go other than places like Planned Parenthood, where they will simply be sold an abortion. Pregnancy centers offer hope, life, and healing that these women may not find other places. Jackson County currently has the 8th highest abortion rate in our state. And that's out of 83 counties. We also have the 16th highest birth rate in our state. These are just 2 reasons that show why the services that we offer are important. Just to give you an idea of the impact that the support of our community has made in the last year, in 2024, we served almost 200 clients. 198 clients came to us, and we served them over 529 visits. So some of them would come back for multiple services. We had 110 positive pregnancy tests come through our doors, and we gave 122 ultrasounds to these women. We saw 85 women choose life last year. 71% of those at risk of choosing abortion chose life after receiving our services. So what can you do to support Center for Women? Come take a tour. There is no better way to understand exactly what Center for Women does than seeing the facility and letting us explain what we do, where we do it. There's a lot of local organizations that I'm familiar with by name, but I had no idea the true scope of their services until I toured their facilities and saw what they did. And I was like, I had no idea these services were available. So it really does make a big impact for you to come and see what we do, where we do it. If you guys do small groups, we would love to host your small group on a night and just have you come to the center. We can take you through a tour, explain a little bit more about the services that we offer. We've also hosted like a hot dog lunch on a Sunday afternoon where the entire church could come and, you know, have some lunch, but take a tour. And we'll have our staff members there to like explain about the different areas of service that they work in and what they do one-on-one with clients. Maybe your family would like to come. Pick an evening, a Saturday morning, a Sunday afternoon. I'm happy to come and explain to your family if you have kids that you would like to learn a little bit more about what it means to be pro-life and why it's important to support these women. We can create an age-appropriate presentation. We've got a great little book that's Pro-Life Kids that was written by Ryan Baumberger and just does a great job of helping kids understand why it's important to be pro-life. We're flexible. We will work with your schedule and whatever you'd like to do, but we just want to help engage you in our services so that you can help explain to others what we offer. Obviously, you can support us financially. Center for Women would not exist without the financial support of individuals, churches, and local businesses and organizations in our area. We don't accept government grants. We've gotten a few grants from like places like Focus on the Family or some local organizations, but we don't accept big grants from the government. They just come with too many strings. We're looking to grow our organization in the next couple of years and add some new staff, including a client program director. We also want to start providing professional counseling services. I'm at the end of my degree, getting my degree in counseling because I have seen the need for these services. Again, the ones that I've talked about, the stories that I've shared, each of them could use mental health services, but they either can't afford them or don't know where to receive good help. So we want to add that as one of the services that we offer to women in our community and men. We need some more nurses. We'll take volunteer nurses, but we understand that that's hard for women to like give those services without being paid, but we just can't afford to pay more nurses right now. We need the help of our community to continue to provide all of these services in Jackson County. You guys have agreed to do a baby bottle drive for us. So you're going to take your little bottle home. And I just want to explain how it works. Take it home, fill it up with your preferred method of currency. That could be coins, that could be bills, 50s and 100s are accepted, checks, or use the QR code that's in the bottle to make an online donation. You can use credit card, you can use EFT, whatever. And then just bring it back. And then we count it, and we'll let you guys know the total that your church has supported. We're thinking about turning it into a competition between churches in the area and then, like, give out a little golden bottle award each year or something. I don't know. We're not there yet, but that'd be fun. And then just bring it back here by the last Sunday of this month, and then we'll collect them and take them back. And those will go directly to support the services that I've talked about today. You can also collect different items. Like I mentioned, for our parent store, we have all sorts of items. If you'd like more information on what items we use in the store, I have a list with me. You can see me after the service. One of the huge things that you can do for us that doesn't cost anything is to pray. I loved seeing what you guys did praying during the service. And would you pray for Center for Women? And I want to give you some specifics of how you can pray today. And I can get you this list later if that would be helpful. Pray for safety. Pregnancy centers have been under attack since Roe v. Wade was overturned, since the Dobbs decision. We have personally seen how powerful prayer is for us, because just after Roe was overturned, we had a prayer meeting. There was a local pastor that came in and said, hey, I want to pray for you guys. And so we got our staff and our board members together, our volunteers, on an evening. And this pastor came in and we had group prayer, but this pastor then prayed a very specific prayer, a hedge of protection around the center that would be so thick that Satan couldn't get through it, that would go so high he couldn't get over it, that would go so deep he couldn't get under it, and that would have thorns so thick that he just couldn't approach it. The next week, we had a neighbor come and tell us, hey, there was a group headed to your building last night at 3 a.m. carrying bats and spray paint, and they were about to vandalize our building, and he just yelled out at them, don't even think about it, and they took off. I was like, I don't know what you were doing up at 3 a.m., but praise God that you were. So we have personally seen the power of prayer. There were tons of other pregnancy centers being attacked during that time. And we were just grateful to see how God protected us, but it felt like in direct answer to the prayer of protection that was prayed over us. Please pray that Satan would be bound and have no influence in clients finding Center for Women. Google would like nothing better than to shut down the ads that we are trying to use to reach these women. And there are hoops that we've had to jump through over the years, but women are looking for us online. They don't go to the Yellow Pages anymore. They're on their phones. We want to be where they're looking for us. But just pray that Satan would be bound and have no influence over women finding us. Pray for our staff, our current staff. Pray for new staff that we'll have to onboard. We have to replace. We have one of our staff members who's expecting, and she's going to be a stay-at-home mom when she's done. We are thrilled for her, but it also means there's going to be a vacant seat that needs to be filled. But just pray for unity for our staff. We have an amazing staff, both paid and volunteer. But Satan would love nothing better than to divide us from the inside out. So just pray for our staff. Pray that we would be encouraged. There are days it's really hard. Because there are days, especially our sonographers and our nurses who are in the room with the woman receiving the ultrasound, they've seen that baby, they've heard that heartbeat, and then we find out that the woman has still gone and made an abortion decision. Some days it's really hard, or some days you see the woman who's in the parenting program who goes, oh, through stuff you've said, I realize I'm in an abusive relationship, but it's very dangerous for her to leave. But it's hard to see her still sitting in that position. And we'll come alongside her and support her in as many ways as we can to help get her somewhere that she's safe. But it's hard to watch these clients go through some of this stuff. So pray for our staff in that. Pray for wisdom as we try to reach women and effectively meet the needs of families in our community. We can come up with some what we think are great ideas. But if it's not what God wants for us and for what our community needs, it's going to fall flat. So just pray for wisdom as we do that. One staff member and I went to a conference last week, specifically put on for pregnancy centers, and we came back with so many good ideas. But it's like, okay, we can't do it all. What does God want us to do? And so just pray for wisdom. Those would be the big things that I would say. And just pray for hearts to be changed. Pray for these women as they come through our doors and their partners, because the partner is a big influence in these abortion decisions in many, many cases. Sometimes it's not, and we have had women come to us and say, I'm not even going to tell him because I know he'll want me to keep it and I don't want to keep it, and just because of her circumstances. But just pray that women's hearts would be changed, that they'd be softened, that they would choose life. Another thing that you can do is tell people about our center, both supporters and those who are potential clients. We've often been called Jackson's best kept secret, and we've been here since 1988. We need to change that. You can help us spread the word about who we are and what we do, especially to those who might need our services. And it doesn't cost anything to be able to tell people about us. Become familiar with our services so that you can point people to our services who need them. Another thing you could do is volunteer. What skills do you have? Are you good at cleaning, organizing? Do you have good people skills? Are you an attorney? Do you have financial skills, medical, a counselor? Whatever the case may be, you all have something that you're good at. Come talk to me and let's find out how we can utilize that and give you a way to be able to give back to the community even more than you're already doing. We also have positions on our board. you know, volunteering with clients or even on a subcommittee. We have committees that help us function and do all the things that the board and staff can't do. You could serve on a committee. You could attend our events. We have our annual banquet is coming up October 23rd. I have some little save the date cards with me if you want more information on that. But just come and bring people with you who might be interested in knowing more about our ministry. These are just a few of the ways that you can be involved in serving and supporting Center for Women. But how can Center for Women help you? So I don't want you to think that we come to churches and view you guys as an ATM. Like, hey, we need money. Give us money. This needs to be a partnership. We want to partner with you because you offer things that we can't offer to the community. You have the ability to do that and reach these women and wrap around these women and these families in a deeper way than we can. Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. When we work together, we have the capacity to make a much greater impact on our community. Our services are not just for those facing unexpected pregnancies or those from a lower socioeconomic status, but for anyone in your congregation. If you have people who just need support as parents, send them our way. We've got lots of great resources to offer. We've had one couple that didn't need our, you know, the resources that we had at all. They made a lot of money, but they just wanted the support. And it was their first child, and they were like, we don't know how to parent, so we want the educational resources you have to offer. We had a local youth pastor and his wife. It was their first child. They came to us because they needed that support. So our services are available to anyone who needs them. In addition to these other services that I've mentioned, we can also offer free access to our curriculum on topics from sexual wellness for youth and young adults to information for parents whose kids might be considering transitioning to a different sex or questioning. We've got resources to help parents from a biblical perspective on how to handle those situations. We offer information and support on reproductive loss. Like I mentioned, the support after abortion. We have stuff on breaking the shackles of shame. And much more. And we can share those with people in your congregation. You don't even have to give us a name. You can just give us a email or phone number for the person that needs that information. And we can just send a link to them. It'll pop up with a little video and they can just watch that video on their own, but it'll help give them some resources and support. We can also offer that parenting connection groups. Like I mentioned, if, you know, people want to meet parents outside of the congregation, we can help connect them with that. They don't have to be part of the rest of our program to join those group classes, and those are for moms or dads. We can provide sexual wholeness talks to a youth group or educate parents on how to have those conversations with kids. And then we also, there's some resources to help training for lay leaders within the church. We also want to pray for you as you pray for us. So if you send us your prayer requests, we would like to pray for those as well as a staff. As I wrap up, I just want to leave you with something practical to think about. As I stated earlier, as many as 1 in 4 women and 1 in 5 men will have experienced at least one abortion by the time they're 45. A study done a few years ago shows that 4 out of 10 women were attending church at the time of their first abortion. And in a separate study, it was reported that 0% would go to their pastor or their church for help when facing an unexpected pregnancy. And one of the reasons for this was that the women stated that they believed that they would be judged if they went to anyone in their church for help. Friends, the church is one of the first places these women should be reaching out to. They should feel that they could turn to the church for help. But that starts by being careful in the conversations that we have from day to day about the topic of abortion and unexpected pregnancies. If a young woman or young man overhears you in a conversation where you're critical or condemning of someone considering abortion or someone who's gotten pregnant outside of marriage, you will likely not be the person that they come to for help. as brothers and sisters in Christ, have conversations with those around you. We have to talk about this topic. Have conversations with your children, your grandchildren, your friends. Have conversations about abortion and about how to respond to unexpected pregnancies. And most of all, that they can come to you without judgment if they need your help. We have to have these respectful conversations about the value of every human life and about how abortion ends life and is therefore wrong. But we also need to be understanding, loving, and grace-filled toward those who may find themselves facing difficult circumstances. I can tell that this is a group of individuals who cares deeply about your community, about the topic of abortion, and you want to be a support to those around you. So I hope this was helpful and gave you some more information. Please feel free to come talk to me after the service, and I can answer any more questions that you have. Thank you.
As a testimony to what Hannah had to share with us, my daughter worked at a Life Choices of Pregnancy Center. What those women and the men that go through that hear the stories and then hear about the abortions, it rips them apart. So please be praying. And I'm going to ask you to come and pray for, yeah, and to pray for Hannah and to pray for the center. So, Hannah, let's pray. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Gather around her, and I'll pray. I got to stay close to this or nobody's going to hear me. Oh, that's fine. This is fine. Almighty God, we come before you knowing that life is precious because, Lord, we live and there are so many that don't get the opportunity. So we lift Hannah to you, Lord, today, and we ask that you would bless her with the wisdom and knowledge she needs, that you continue to bless this life center, Lord, that you watch over each and every one, that as was already prayed, a hedge of protection, Lord, around each individual and that place, Lord. Be with them. Help them. Undergird and give wisdom and discernment as needed, Lord. And bless them, Lord, in the loss I know they experience. And we ask this all and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Merciful, loving, kind. Lord, we don't have enough words to say how much you mean to us. Lord, we're thankful for the gift of life, for the eternal life that we find in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that Hannah was able to come here today. We're thankful, Lord, for the food we're about to participate in and for the fellowship, Lord, for which we are truly blessed. We love you and we thank you and praise you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
amen.
Hannah will be up here to answer your questions because I told her there was no use going out in the foyer because she'd be out there forever waiting. So come up and get the bottles and take them home with you. Ooh.